Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Look back at markets last Friday. A late rally left the broader US equity market higher after another volatile session as President Trump's tough tariff talk continued to reverberate. Dow was finished 71 points or 0.3% lower, but did largely erase a fall that approached 400 points at its worst levels. Nonetheless, it was the Dow's fourth consecutive decline and marked the first such streak since September last year. Broader S&P 500 staged a late rally to end 0.5% higher, snapping a three-session losing streak. Just in stock-specific moves, Foot Locker was down almost 13% after the athletic shoe and apparel retailer missed fourth-quarter sales expectations and provided a downbeat full-year outlook. Tech-centric NASDAQ rallied over 1%. And the small cap Russell 2000 index was the best performer, jumping 1.7% to log its best single session percentage performance in about 2 weeks. Markets were initially roiled by President Trump flexing his fingers on Twitter with a message that read, "When a country is losing many billions of dollars on trade with virtually every country it does business with, trade wars are good and easy to win. Example, when we are down $100 billion with a certain country and they get cute, don't trade anymore, we win big, it's easy." President Trump officially has until April 11 to announce his final decision around the tariffs. For the week, the Dow lost just over 3%, S&P 500 just over 2%, and NASDAQ was down just over 1%. Just on the US economic data front on Friday, the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index rose to 99.7 in February. That's the second highest reading since 2004. Europe's main markets fell sharply in something of a delayed reaction to the tariffs on steel and aluminium imports announced by Trump late in the previous European session. That's where Germany's DAX down 2.3%. That's its lowest close since the 22nd of March and down 4.6% on the week. A big mover was steelmaker Thyssen Krupp, down over 4%. Francis CAC was down 2.4%. Also interesting were some comments from the European Commission, which responded to President Trump's announcement, saying it will not sit idly and will take the decision to the World Trade Organization. Separately, the World Trade Organization Director General also expressed a rare warning about a WTO trade member's trade policy when he stated that the WTO is clearly concerned at the announcement of the US plans for tariffs on steel and aluminium. The potential for escalation is real, as we have seen from the initial response of others. A trade war is in no one's interest. The WTO will be watching the situation closely. So obviously a lot more to play out there. Also elsewhere on the political front over the weekend, Germany's Social Democrats voted to join Chancellor Angela Merkel party, so that secured her a fourth term by the looks. And Italy also went to the polls yesterday, vote counting underway there. London's FTSE fell 1.5% to its lowest close since December 2016. Rio Tinto was down 3.8% and BHP down 3.1%. Base metals mostly weaker, copper easing about 4.4% to just shy of $3.13 a pound. Spot iron ore down $1.05 to $78.34 a metric tonne. Gold futures arrested a three-session slide, gaining $7.90 to $1,318.70 an ounce. Oil markets ended a tough week with a bit of a bump higher. WTI up 26 cents to $61.25 a barrel, but nonetheless still recorded its first weekly loss, down 3.6% in 3 weeks. Brent added 54 cents to $64.37 a barrel. Just in terms of news for the oil markets this week, the big CERA week oil conference is on in Houston this week, so I gather that garners a bit of attention for oil traders. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 5.5 basis points to around 2.86% amid concerns a trade war could drive inflation. The VIX retreated 12.8% to Friday, but rose approximately 18% last week. And the Aussie dollar is a touch firmer this morning, buying around 77.72 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.